welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois in the United States. And I'm your preacher today as well, with a preaching I'm calling Growing the Word Within. Our gospel is from Mark. Again, Jesus began to teach beside the lake. Such a very large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat on the lake and sat there while the whole crowd was beside the lake on the land. He began to teach them many things in parables, and his teaching, he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on the rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil, and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing, and yielding 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he said, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." When he was alone, those who were around him along with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside, everything comes in parables, in order that they may indeed look but not perceive, may indeed listen but not understand, so that they may not turn again and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word was sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, they immediately receive it with joy. But they have no root and endure only for a while. Then when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are those sown among the thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, but cares of the world, the lure of wealth, and the desire of other things come in and choke the word, and it yields nothing. And these are the ones sown on good soil. They hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Thus ends the gospel. There is one disturbing piece in this gospel. When Jesus teaches them in parables, in order that they may indeed look but not perceive, may indeed listen but not understand, so that they may not turn again and be forgiven. It's like Jesus doesn't want them to understand him, and he's speaking in code. But let's look at that. There is a wee bit of truth there, but who is he saying this to? It's the people who are not just listening in the big crowd when he said it the first time, but they followed him when everybody else left. And there's the 12 there, but also these other people who are not the 12, but stayed after the crowds left, so that they could ask Jesus about, "What did you mean by this?" That's how we need to be with the Word of God. We can't just hear it once and think, "Oh yeah, I got that." No, the parable is about, yes, I give you these words, but they may not take root in you. There's so many things that can pull them away. Other opinions, Satan pulling them away before you even ponder it at all, or the cares of the world, or troubles. You might not stand up to trouble, and you got to grow it strong enough so that it can get roots and stand. Remember, Peter is going to fall away at the first sign of trouble. So, you need to be the kind of people who follow Jesus back inside when the crowds leave and ponder his meaning. And be willing to ask him more about it and say, I don't understand this. And I know I should, because I know you have the words to everlasting life. So help me to understand these words. We need to grow the word of God in us explicitly in order that it take root so it can have say in our lives, that we can become fruitful as well and be sowers of the seed ourselves, or at least stand against the troubles that will come our way, or all the distractions that might pull us onto other things. So today is a day, I think, grow that word inside yourself. Dig into something that you think you heard but you don't understand, and ask Jesus to help you to understand it. Growing that word a little more strongly inside yourself. God bless.